almost got that. Okay. I don't know if these are ads or not. It's recommending Powder Face in Oakland, which is near the Fruitvale Bart. That's not useful. This is a Palo Coffee House. It's got $2 signs. The $2 signs thing is, that's from Yelp. Yelp's rating system is really weird. Like, $1 sign is like $0 to $5. $2 sign is like $5 to $500. It's like not a very useful range. Best coffee shop in San Diego or California. That's not what I want either. I guess I'll look at it anyway, though. Zocalo. It's open till 9. They get extra credit for their community spirit and wonderful children's play area. Sit and read and take your kids to the child's play area while enjoying a great cup. Also great for kids because of the play area. Okay, apparently there are going to be a lot of kids in this place. Great staff, clean restrooms, Wi-Fi, play area for kids. It's huge and there's a nice play area for children. You will really feel connected to the community by supporting this shop. Sabino's Coffee. I have no idea how close these are to San Leandro Court. It's kind of important. This coffee up in Castro Valley. That's the same thing as San Leandro, right? Best San Francisco coffee shops. Good. Yes, perfect. Well, here, this is why. Google is replacing San Leandro with Bay Area. It's like bringing back pages that mention Bay Area as a hit for San Leandro. Alright, so I'm going to put San Leandro Bart in quotes and see if that helps. How is the area around the Hayward Bart station in terms of safety? That's not the right Bart station either. Okay, no, Cora also, the body also mentions San Leandro Bart. Where do these pleasant urban villages exist in the Bay Area outside of San Francisco proper? I'm used to medium density cities where row houses dominate, development is mixed residential. Oakland, yeah. San Leandro, Bart, San Francisco, Yelp, San Diego Travel Guide. Yeah, this is not. I'm just gonna like cut this down to a coffee shop. San Leandro Bart. Or even just coffee. Now, here we go. There's a maps result. There's one, it's clearly,
Fremont,
very useful. Cafe U and I, San Leandro, California. I randomly picked this place because it was closer to the San Leandro BART station. I was getting hungry. Does that have Wi-Fi? This is not a coffee shop. This is a cafe. It's a different thing. Christine is super nice and goes above and beyond to make sure everyone's taken care of. Where are the negative reviews? Those are the good ones. Veggie melt, taco salad, and super burritos. Okay, come on. Give me the good stuff. Okay, more info. Takeout, noise level, attire, good for groups, good for kids. Waiter service, Wi-Fi. Okay, it has no Wi-Fi. Maybe I should be searching for Wi-Fi near San Leandro Bart. Open Wi-Fi points. Bay Fair Bart. Good. Cafe U and I, local hope. Yahoo local. City of San Leandro. Alright. Let's open up this map. Look at it more closely. Okay. Yeah, Cafe U and I is like away from San Leandro Bart. Cafe Sorriso is like 6 blocks. That still might be a winner. How do I get more information about that? Website. Oh good, it's all in Japanese. Sure, translate to English. Glucose Bay, if you want to diet seriously. If you are thinking of dieting seriously, let's use the Glucose Bay. If diet is unreasonable and dietary restrictions, Glucose Bay. Purpose of the diet, it is probably because hope and want to be beautiful and skinny. See, with clean and lean, you can enjoy a stylish fashion too, and I can also show you. Also, as prevention of lifestyle-related diseases, there is the status quo that people who carry out the diet is increasing around the middle age and older for the purposes of health management. People who want to be beautiful in person and how health want to be, how the diet both are selected, take that, and effective supplements to go to beauty salon. This is like no longer about the Cafe Cerezo coffee house. This is like an ad for Glucose Bay. Medical tourism. HealthySleepGuide.com. Okay, no. Back. That's good. It's a good search result. It's just redirecting to some medical ad. Coffee shop San Leandro, Cafe Cerezo. Okay. Take out, yes. Noise level quiet. If you're working, yes. Wi-Fi free, okay. Yeah, this seems pretty reasonable. It is kind of far, but I don't see a better way to measure the distance. Yeah, they only seem to provide a way to measure, to sort by distance from your current location. Which is not what I'm looking for. Maybe I can get a new app. Sort by distance from location other than my own. No wonder no one's ever made this app. It's impossible to search for it. GeoNear results, sorting MongoDB GeoNear results by something other than distance. How to rank by closest distance. Foursquare nearest venue search sorting. Okay, yeah, this is... Yeah, trying to come up with the search phrase for that made me realize why no one's made that app. Where's the San Diego Bard again? No, I've lost it. It's gone. Coffee shop. You can specify San Diego.
Doors are closing. Please stand clear of the doors.
Wow, it just resulted in nothing. Just threw away my search. Coffee time. Alright, let's just say Cafe Cerezo is what we're looking for. The optician, measuring your own pupillary distance. Pupillary distance is the fundamental optical measurement for eyeglasses. It isn't between the pupils of your eyes. This is important because every prescription optical lens has an optical center. I'll let allaboutvision.com explain it. The optical center of your eyeglass lens is the part that gives you the truest vision and should be directly in front of your pupils. To determine how to place the lenses in your frame so optical center is customized for your eyes, the eyeglass lab needs to know the distance between your pupils, or PD. It can be tricky to measure your own PD, somewhat akin to try and cut your own hair. Dispensers need lots of practice to be able to measure PDs correctly. In an experienced opticians have difficulty in taking their own in a mirror. Most online optical providers present you with several ways to go about this important task. Some suggest the simplest method, which is have your prescribing eye doctor or optician take the measurement for you. To measure yourself, the common instructions are: have ready a straight ruler or pencil in a mirror. Facing the mirror, place the ruler on the bridge of your nose. Bring the start of the ruler directly below the center of one eye's pupil. Looking straight into the mirror, hold the ruler, keep it steady and parallel to the board, and mark the location on the ruler of the other eye's pupil. Measure the distance in millimeters between the two marks. This is your PD. Repeat the process a couple of times to ensure you have an accurate measurement. If you have a ruling assistant, you can simplify the process even further by having your friend measure the PD with a ruler. Your job will be to stand still. Whether measuring some with home or
Someone over there, and make sure to hold the ruler steady and parallel to the floor.
This is your Fremont got on track.
The second method is to upload a photograph of yourself with some sort of size reference device in the photo. This was initially developed as the iPhone app pupil meter using a credit card as a reference size device. Since most credit cards are fixed size, once you know the size of one card, you can calculate the pupils in the image. The idea is sound, it's a simple ratio equation, but the app is notoriously flawed and inaccurate. Witness its awesome one-star rating and many uncomplimentary comments. The system caught on, though. Websites developed their own more sophisticated methods of the same measuring system. I tried a dozen of the best design one I found is PD self-test. Look at that. Web app, phone app. I have a mirror on the train. PD self-test online. Do you need a mirror? Promotions, specialty eyeglasses, customer service, common questions, fact, do I need a mirror for the PD test? How to pay and insurance, prescription questions, how to choose prism lenses, fitting your eyeglass frame. Eyewear care, order and shipping statuses, guarantees and warranties, returns and exchanges, lenses, material specially deeply analyzed. Material speciality DPS. Enter Ultem Glasses Airplane. Material conformed to FAA fire resistance and hot dilute release, which used airplanes' interior fittings, so it is widely applied to the aerospace technology. 230 till -30 high and low temperature resistance, superior thermal stability. Material. It is widely used in prosthetic and trays and other medical instruments field because of its stability and safety. Click enter Ultem glasses, okay? Click at it. High quality, strong light, stylish, securest material. Anti-extrusion, anti-collision. Price is low to high. This frame is $7. It's pretty low. Can I click on that? Oh, I can pick a color. The colors are all the same. The colors are the same, but like when I click a color, the color stays the same, but like the picture, it's clearly a different picture because the angle of the eyeglass arms are different in the photo. So that's weird. Oh, it says hot sale. Regular price $40. By frame only. You have 1 items in your shopping cart. All orders over $60 automatically receive free. Wow. That's pretty good. Promotions, specialty sunglasses. Sign up. Okay. Sign into the finest glasses. Return policy. Customer satisfaction is our top priority. As one of the most successful online eyewear retailers, every transaction must be completed in a pleasant, convenient, successful shopping experience. I'm just going to search for that phrase and see how many websites contain it.
How many?
Oh, just the one. They actually wrote that custom text. I'm impressed. Maybe there's a news hit for it. No results found. For customer satisfaction is our top priority. It's one of the most official and eyewear retailers. It dreams of actions can be a successful shopping experience. Results without quotes. Readers picks 2010. Even as the art staff rebuilt and remodeled this huge downtown. Oh, wait, here we are. We'll talk to you guys next week.
I think mostly he just came for 2 days. I don't know what was the purpose.